Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome back to the Short Score. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. So I'm dropping this episode of the Short Score a little bit earlier than usual because it's a special BFI edition episode. The 2024 Bob Feist Invitational wrapped up last week, of course, and we had a team on the ground bringing y'all awesome footage of the runs and from behind the scenes. In case you haven't heard, all the action from this year's BFI week now lives at ropin.com. So if you didn't get to watch it in real time, you can binge the 2024 edition anytime you want once you sign up at ropin.com. Today, you're going to hear from some of this year's champs. We've got the Feist champs, Caleb and Junior, the 12-5 champs, Cole and Birch Aguirin, and the Charlie One Horse All-Girl winners, Kenzie Kelton and Whitney DeSalvo. I think it's only fitting to start this episode with the Feist champs, Caleb Driggers and Junior Nagara. Caleb and Junior are both first-time champs of the Feist, and this was a long-awaited win for the pair of world champs as they both have multiple trips to the BFI and had yet to win it. They took home $160,000 for the win this year with a 44.76 on six steers, and our fearless leader here at the Team Rope and Journal, Chelsea Shaver, caught up with them after their win.
That last year, you just wanted to go catch him? What did you want to do on that last year?
We wanted to go catch him and win, or try to win. No, we were just, like we talked about the day a little bit ago, just, especially me, I was just trying to go through the day and do my job, mm-hmm. You know, just try to get focused and just go through the roping and catch all the steers and whatever. You know, for the return, if not, just go through a place in a rope, it'd be awesome. You know, build something for myself too, and that was amazing. That was a good run. We're going fast. The steer was good, but man, we're rolling up there. Rip off that leg was a good run.
What were you doing?
On the last one, I just tried to focus as much as I could. I think that, you know, it was going to either be won or lost right there at the barrier. I wasn't going to take any chances with my ropes, so I thought the better the start that I could get would give us a better opportunity. Like, I thought if we could go some kind of a 6-second run that we would have a good chance to win it, because it was so tight. I mean, those guys rode great, but this isn't an easy setup just to knock a 6-second run out. So that was kind of my game plan, was score smart, but try to get a good start at the line as well. And we just kind of stuck to the same thing in the run, just went and caught him. The steer was pretty good. Our horse was rolling pretty good. I don't know that he loped, because our fourth and fifth ones felt like kind of like they loped, but that last one, I think our horses knew what it meant too, because they was locked on.
Yeah, and Oliver hasn't really gotten any of the glory.
Oliver is the greatest.
Go ahead, tell me about Oliver.
I would venture to say that Oliver is the most underrated jackpot head horse that has ever lived. I just won three holes on him last week at a 4-second roping, and then we came over here, see him out 2 foot past the end of the gate, and 6 head, and he gives you the same chance every single time. And I honestly wish that I would have done a better job of calculating how much I've actually won on that horse, because I rodeoed on him a little bit last summer, and he's not a rodeo horse, he's a jackpot horse. And but
why?
I think it would shock me to know exactly how much I've won on him, because I've rode him a lot. I just now got another one started jackpotting a little bit on, so I can give him a little bit of a break. But there for the last 2 or 3 years, he's been, if they had a jackpot in it.
He's been helping the world show how much money you guys make with the help. Futurities and all that. He's a phenomenal horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he can handle the runs. I don't like to give his previous owner any credit, Lane Ivy. But no, he done a good job with this horse, and I got him at a really good time. He was 5 years old, and I went over there and I run 2 steers on him, and he felt like a fire-breathing dragon. But I just, from the very first day, I knew he had something special. And I overpaid for him, Lane. But But in today's world, he was cheap. Thank you, buddy.
How is he bred? We talk about how all of your other horses are bred, but I don't remember what he is.
You know, I honestly don't know exactly how he's bred. I know that he's a half brother to Annie of Cody Snow's
Indian bird.
And it was kind of a crazy situation because I was there the day that Lane bought him from Cody Snow. So Cody wasn't very happy with him, and turns out he just had ticks in his ears. So it was a good buy for Lane.
And Lucky Bucky, what made you had Timon up here at the beginning of the day?
Yes, ma'am. I had Timon over here, but this is set up for Lucky Bucky. He's so fast. He's probably the one of the. Haley was really fast for the long setups, but I don't know, this one, he can really run. And he runs fast, but he don't feel like, you know, he's running, so he kind of like runs so fast, but he floats, make it easy to, and he hit the turn so good, so I'll need that little help just to take my time to catch his tears, and he's still a little free, and he's a little dancy, but I don't think there's any faster new horse than that horse.
And you've talked about it now a couple times, but you've had surgery this winter. Everybody was worried about you. People didn't know where you were. People were asking. Tell me about, what can you tell us about that, and what does it mean? That was a really rough patch of your career. I don't remember anything like this before.
Yes, ma'am. I had a little bit of problems with my shoulder before, but that was nothing compared to what we had. And I had a little deal on my eye because I always had really bad sinus allergies, and I always use those sprays and for years. And then that's what kind of kept me going. But could be a little bit from stress, but plus I use every day the nose spray. So that's kind of like I make a little hole behind my retina. Mm-hmm. So then it started leaking to my eye. So right before the NFR, before Killings opened, I went, come back, was good. And then I took some medicine by accident, just like to try to fix my sinus, and all the doctors kind of knew what's going on. They're all working together. And then 2 days before I leave, I was trying to do a little treatment for my sinus because I always get a little sick in Vegas. So, and I took and up taking some of those medicines and make really worse. So then my eye got really, really blurry. And but plus the sinus was terrible. And then after the third round, I got really sick, had fever, but that's the sinus was really bad because I was not taking the nose spray to keep all my sinus quiet. Mm-hmm. So then that was bad, you know. It's not complaining, no excuses. She'd done a better job, but it was kind of like out of my reach.
Yeah, we were worried.
You know, and then I had to come home. I flew home and was thinking about going to Brazil to try to get fixed. Talking to doctors here and there, family doctors, and that. I end up right now. I have to really do a sinus surgery to clean my sinus up. And then it was like a lot around my left eye. Not supposed to be related, but all the way it was bad in my left eye. So we end up done that here, and Dr. Salim Baloo and Granberry, that guy is unbelievable. He does an amazing job, and my sinus is good, my nose is, you know, I can sleep very well, couldn't sleep here. And so my eye feel like it's getting better. We just still not. I'm gonna have to kind of put a protection a little bit, put a, you know, I wrote with the glasses on, and I hate glasses. I have the kind of different glasses I'm putting on, and then just the indoor outside doesn't bother me a lot, but indoors, kind of like I'm messing up the measurements on my vision. But I'm feeling way better than I was, even my voice a little. We're coming back. We're getting 100% little by little. but I'm feeling great, and then today was a blessing day, and shoot. We're waiting our whole life to win this rope, and we got it done today.
Caleb, you were worried for your partner, too. Like, that. Talk about how you kind of handled these last couple months with him. I mean, obviously, you found runs and everything, but what was going through with you?
Yeah, you know, I found runs, and that was appreciative for him going and roping with me, but it's just not the same as roping with him. Just because of our bond. It has nothing to do with the roping or anything like that. He heals great, but at the same time, it's his and I bond together. And just anytime you have loved ones that are going through something, you hate it for them. And I knew that his passion is roping, and he was having to stay in the house and stuff. And it was sad for me, and not on the fact that I knew that he would be okay. I knew that everything would be, you know, it would all work out. But at the same time, anytime, you know, a loved one's struggling or whatever, then you take it on yourself too a little bit. And that's what you know, I was going and still competing, and but not having him there with me wasn't the same.
We also had other exciting things that happened today, and it wasn't just your team. It was your heel horse. Mm-hmm. Tell me about Metallic Payday.
Yeah, that was awesome. Oh my gosh, he won fourth. I didn't know it. That's amazing. No, Dakota's been doing a really good job with him. And what's hard is for him is, you know, he's having to go back and forth from the breeding farm. And that's what I feel like he could have won a lot more is in the futurities. But in moving forward, I know that was my mistake. I shouldn't have stood him so early. That was me being a rookie stud owner, not knowing exactly what I needed to do. Last year he was from February until he was done breeding, he might have run two or three practice steers. He would get hauled from the breeding farm to the futurity, straight back to the breeding farm. I think we bred 50 or 60 mares to him last year, including mine. And I don't feel like I gave him a great chance to succeed in that, but he has matured so much from, let's just say, last June when he was done at the breeding farm. He has made a complete 360. Like, he's pretty legit now. Like, and I mean, this is a tough setup, and I thought that he excelled all day. And I mean, obviously, he won fourth, and Colby was riding a stud of Griffin Marshalls and Clint Summers that, you know, they just bought, and one's 6 and 1-7. And it shows you how handy those guys are at the same time, you know, to be able to keep those horses composed and in this tough of a setup. But I thought that both of them handled it extremely well. And I think they both have a very exciting future for them.
Junior, this was a really fun roping to watch as a fan. I felt like that short round was a blast. Did you get to watch much? Or do you watch when you're...
I don't. I kind of like... when I get close to my runs... Last three, you know, four runs, I don't really get to start watching. I kind of just trying to get more focused, not watching it, but I did watch. Well, it's not even just this roping is awesome, but the hoe is pork. It's been tough. You see those young guys are roping it, I'm telling you, they make us feel older.
I know.
You know, it's crazy, this talking about like how good they rope, and the little Michael, he always sometimes comes by the house with Pedro. So I asked him, you know, I said, who kind of asked him questions, because that kid is so talented. I said, who helped you and your uncle, family? I used to rope with his dad, family Rudios, when I was with Jake. And I said, who helped you? Man, my uncle a little bit. And I said, well, who you? I kind of like asked him, I think I'm young. I said, who you look up to? Like, who you, the person before you really heal you? Somebody, you have to pick somebody. He just looked at me and said, you. Just like, I said, man, thank you,
right,
but
Jake
make
Barnes.
Me feel,
yeah.
Just make me feel so old. And like not even trying to be, you know, just bringing glory to myself. He's like, oh, I look up to you a lot. I just like, dude, I'm asking you a question. I was hoping you get somebody else, you know. But that's to see how old I'm about, you know, Clayo or whoever. But then, and then he just like to see, like, and he's young, he's just a kid. But this time flies, and I'm a fan of the sport. I wish it was a little easier, but I think that's why I make sweeter when you get it done. But man, this sport's going unbelievable. See those young kids and plus, you know, older guys too, make my heart feel joy when I talk Jake and Clay. Sometimes they send me videos and see Mr. Waltwater heel still. When I watch him heel, I just like see how good he's still roping, probably close to 70s, and just that's amazing.
You guys are, Caleb's looking through his phone right now. Have you looked through your phone yet?
I haven't yet. I didn't have time.
How many text messages did you have?
I'm at 150 right now. Count.
How many do you have?
I don't know. I have a lot, but I have a lot of WhatsApp too. A lot of Brazilian, and all the people just text me. Here, so I probably have 200.
He always wants to one-up.
He's got more. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I could have said 3,000. He'd have had 3,001.
Okay, well.
No, everybody loves Junior. No, he's that's just something that I've grown. You know, we'll go during the summer. We'll be off somewhere in no man's land, New Mexico, and somebody will say, "Hey, Junior, can I get a picture?" And they think I'm picking stalls. Hey.
Cole and Berchiguren might not be household names just yet, but they took home a major win at the Lazy E. The cousins from Oregon took home the largest check of BFI week, cashing in $200,000 for winning the 12.5 on March 30th after roping four steers in 32.46 seconds. Casey Allen, the managing editor of BarrelRacing.com, grabbed them for an interview after their win.
Did you grow up roping, family ropes? Drew said he knows.
Yeah. Chicken. Yep, we've grown up roping our whole lives. That's all we've done. We've had to move cows and stuff since we could sit on a horse, and then Brandon calves since we could swing a rope. So yep. We've been doing it all forever.
Okay, now you're going to school?
Yeah, yep. I'm a second year right now, so.
Okay, where are you at?
At South Plains College.
Okay, did I hear animal science?
Yep, you did. Yeah, it'll be my second year. It'll be second year for that, so we'll see what happens in the future. But
yeah, I'm not putting the veterinarian, like, comment on you like Drew did.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put that kind of pressure on you today.
Yeah.
All right, so, I mean, talk me through the roping today. Like, when did you guys start this morning? How did the runs go?
We got up at 6 o'clock, fed our horses, kind of got back in the trailer, laid down for a minute, and then what time did we get out?
And we probably come over here around 8. Well, we brought the horses over at 8.
We got here at 8, went over and listened to the church service, and
got your Trey Johnson time.
We got our Trey Johnson time in a little bit, and just kind of warmed our horses up and got ready. We entered late, so we knew we were going to be one of the A teams, so we kind of just got over here earlier and got our stuff ready. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why'd you guys end up entering late?
Just because,
was it last-minute decision? Well, yeah,
it wasn't, but then it kind of was, and then because he wasn't going to make it, but then he did end up making it, so that was kind of the whole ordeal.
Okay. Yeah. Now, did you say you're at Joe Beaver's?
Yep, I'm staying down there at Joe's.
How'd we end up there?
Well, he's actually been really good to me. I've stayed there a couple years, and he has just helped me, like, with my calf roping and stuff, and you know, we just stayed. It's a good spot. Like, we like Huntsville because there's a bunch of team roping and a bunch of calf roping down there. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of where I've always liked to be. I mean, that's the only place I've ever stayed while I've been down in Texas. So we stayed with John and Shane Phillip the first year we come down, and then this year we went over and stayed with Joe.
Awesome. Are you college rodeoing?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Okay. Do you just team rope? Or?
Yep. Yeah, I just team rope. Heel for Braden Rowe. So.
Okay, sweet. How have they been going so far?
No good at all, actually. Not good.
You'll have that.
Yeah.
This college rodeo is a good favorite time.
Yeah, no luck for us this year, but we'll see.
But had luck here.
Yep. No, this made up for it. Yeah. No, that's no kidding. I'd rather win this than a college rodeo. For sure.
And have you been pro rodeoing? Or?
Yes, ma'am. Last year, my brother and I were on our permits, and we circuit rodeoed. I made the finals in the team roping and tie down. And then this year.
Which circuit?
Wilderness Circuit. Okay. Yep. And then this year, we bought our cards, and we're going to try to go to everything we can, see how much we can get won.
Okay. Yeah. Talk me through first run today. What was your plan when you backed in there?
Just go catch the cow, use my horse, and go rope him. I knew Birch was going to clean it up. He don't ever miss, so I just figured I'll run in there and catch him and let him clean it up, and we'll just see how the cards play out. I seen that there were some good steers in there, so mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not going to try to use my rope when the steers are good enough anyway. So that's kind of my plan at the beginning of the roping.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I want to hear about that second round heel shot.
Second round. That was probably my best heel shot of the whole deal, actually. I didn't track him to water.
That's why I asked about it.
Yeah, that was the best feeling one of the whole deal.
Okay.
No, the other three did not feel good at all. But no, Cole got him by neck, and the steer handled good around the corner, and horse felt good, and I just healed him when it felt right, and I was in time with him. So.
Okay. Yeah. Did it happen fast in your head or slow?
Well, it happened a little slower than, and I watched the video and it was a little faster, but yeah, I did heal him a lot faster than my other three that I healed. Out of the four, that was the best one.
Let's hear about the second round from your perspective.
The second round from my perspective, was that the one that trotted? The steer that trotted?
That was the best
steer we had, so I just caught him. And then Birch come around there and healed him. I mean, I don't know, that was one of the best deers we had, so I don't know. From my perspective, I just went and put it on the horns, and then Birch did his thing, and it was good.
All right, talk to me about the horse you're on today.
He's a 14-year-old. We've had him since he was 6, and he's kind of a family horse. Mm-hmm. Mom, dad, brothers have all rode him, so, and I got to bring him down to school and rodeo on him this spring, so then I got to ride him here, so it worked out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Sparky.
Sparky,
yep.
Okay, is he registered?
Yes, he is.
Okay, did you guys raise him?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
No, we didn't raise him, but I can't remember who we bought him from. But.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the buckskin.
The buckskin, I call him Juicy. He come from Jesse and Quinn Kessler. Mm-hmm. I got him a few months right before Quinn passed away. Mm-hmm. And, he's a good horse. He's 7 years old. He has a lot of ability. And it took me a little bit of time to kind of get with him and get him how I liked him, because Quinn was about as handy a guy as you could ever see. So it didn't matter where he was at in the arena, but I got to get him in the right spot for me, because I can't catch if not. But no, he's a good horse. They raised him over there in Utah, and I don't know, he's been really good since I've had him.
Any emotions behind the win today with that horse?
It's pretty cool. It's really cool to me and Birch won a little bit at a roping in the Lone Star a couple weekends ago or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
And I was on him in the lower number roping, and I sent a video to Jessie, and she texted me back and told her how awesome that was and how happy it made her. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I have a hard time believing Quinn wasn't watching and, you know, paying attention. I know he loved that horse, and I'm just grateful that he thought so much of me to let me have him. And you know, I hope their family's doing well, and send all the prayers to them. But yeah, it was pretty cool. Dang sure cool to win on that horse.
Awesome. How'd he feel today?
He felt great. No, he felt great. He actually, believe it or not, this morning he was pretty lame, like pretty off on his left front. And then I seen he pulled a shoe, but I just gave him a little beat and kept riding him. I knew it over there at Quinn's place, they're raised tough. So I knew he was gonna be fine. So I just gave him a little beat and rode him all day.
That's a team roper comment for a win, if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
Did you guys have family with you up here?
Oh, I don't. No. These my brother come.
This is brother. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. He's in the Air Force. He's up at Enid, Oklahoma. So he got to come up and watch. And then Cole, my only other.
We're the only.
You guys are on your own out here.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's watching, but
yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Well, shoot. So, do you ever remember, like, when was your first time coming here or watching this?
This is my first time ever coming to the Lazy E. Yeah. This is my first time coming to the Lazy E, and this is my first time roping in the BFI. I roped in it yesterday with Trey Smith, and that is a fun roping to rope in.
Yeah.
And then I was up here, and me and Birch were good enough numbered that we decided to rope in the 12. Why not? You know, why wouldn't you? And so, anyway, yeah.
Is this your first time here?
Yeah, I've never been here, so this is my first time. Watched it on TV a lot, but that's about it.
Did you guys, like, do anything to prepare for this setup specifically, or study a lot of footage, or?
I did. I practiced for yesterday's roping, the Feist.
The Feist was your practice. That's,
you're dang right. I've roped in, you know, the World Series setup quite a bit, but for the Feist, I'd made sure my horses were doing good and relaxed and scoring and, you know, liking their job. And when I come, that's kind of what I focused on, getting them right more than myself. And, you know, because this is kind of a cowboy, you know, the Feist is a Cowboys event, you know, and using a good horse is obviously the most important deal. So that's kind of how I prepared for it. And then turns out that helps in this roping too. So
awesome. Did you ride the same horse both ropings?
No, ma'am. I rode a gray horse of mine in the Feist yesterday.
Okay.
So
you looked like you had something.
Me? No, I didn't.
What was the feeling like when you took that victory lap?
It was really, I mean, really didn't feel like I did much because the last run was so just kind of survive it. But no, it was something else. It was one of the greatest feelings I've ever felt, for sure.
I was going to say, one of you was lagging a little bit at first and then got into
me.
It. That was you? Okay.
Yeah, the butte was wearing off my horse too. So. He was kind of slowing down a little bit.
Okay, so now we're going to have to get the equinity going on the horse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I heard Drew was influencing you guys to take it too.
Yeah,
he did. He said
just dry scoop
it and wash it down.
After you work out.
Yeah, after we work out, yeah. He said don't do it just every day.
Biggest win ever for both of you?
Yep.
It's my biggest check I've ever won. Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. What's the closest we've been to anything like this?
I placed second in the 14 in December in the finale. I won second with Matt Funk in the 14.
Wow.
Yep. So we split 130.
What about you?
Probably the Clay Logan. That was my biggest check I've ever won. We won so here? After this.
We won
this,
that together, too.
Yeah, we won that together.
Okay.
This last year.
Okay, which roping was
just,
that?
Just a month ago. The Clay Logan, the...
12 and a half.
Number? 12 and a half?
Yeah, with the same roping.
Yeah.
Same 12 deal? And a half, yeah.
Okay.
They had the big 12 and a half. It was, what, $1,000 fees to
play? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
no,
it was like...
Yeah, 500.
500, 600, yeah, something like that. It was a bigger roping.
That's like three totally different ropings that you guys have... I mean, that's a consistency right there.
Yeah. Yeah, we figured out our jackpot run a little bit together. It's been pretty fun.
Yeah.
Do you guys get to rope together like all the time or just jackpotting together right now?
Right now, just jackpotting.
Yeah, we jackpot. I mean, if we're both there, we usually rope together. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but we don't rodeo together just because, you know, he's in college and I was with my brother in the rodeos and stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Lastly, we've got the back-to-back all-girl champs, Kinsey Kelton and Whitney DeSalvo. Kelton and DeSalvo, like I said, won the all-girl last year at the Lazy E, and this year they took home $23,000 for the win after roping four steers in 31.27 seconds. What I think is also neat is this marks, I believe, the sixth time DeSalvo has won the all-girl, and this year she also won second on the head side.
How many does this make for you?
Six.
Seriously?
Yeah. Dude, I know, it's crazy.
And this is second?
This is second, yeah.
Okay, sweet. All right, I got to talk to you for a minute, because what was that heading today? Like, we're heading and healing, just partying?
I don't really know what it was. You know, I didn't realize, and I don't know how long they've done it this way, but I didn't realize until last year that you could enter twice on each end.
Okay.
Last year, I entered one time heading for Kenna. And this year, I just made my mind up. I was like, I don't care how much the fees are. I want to enter twice on each end, like max it out. I brought an outside horse that this family, I've been riding for this family for like 6 months. It's a second jackpot. So I'd say it was all on the horse because I usually don't head that good.
You looked awesome. Did you have five back? How many runs did you have?
Five in the short round, yeah.
It went really fast.
It went, yeah.
Luckily, Kenzie's here to keep track.
Yeah. Dude, I didn't. Well, I was telling her, like I got on the, got off my horse for a minute right before the short round, and I texted my mom, and I told her, like, seventh, eighth, and first. Like, I didn't even, like, I hadn't been paying attention all day. I didn't even realize I had the other two. Like, and they went to calling them out, and I was like, oh, God. No, I didn't realize I caught that many, honestly.
All right. We got to talk about Peaches. Yeah. Tell me all about her. How was she today?
She was awesome today. I haven't been able to ride her much lately because Ketch has taken her, but he's been winning so much on her. She's awesome. She's a blessing. She's everything. Yeah. I don't know.
What makes her so special?
Honestly, I don't know. She's just a winner. She's so fast. She's the same every time. Ketch has been going fast on her the past month, and then we just completely slowed down today. Went slow for me, so... She just knows what to do.
Yeah. I mean, they were right up there in the feist, right?
Like, yep. Yep.
I can't now.
I think they won third in the feist.
Yeah. Do you guys have any clue how much she's won in the last few months?
I know after the feist, Ketch had won 150 on her in the past 4 weeks.
That's awesome.
It's awesome, yeah.
But no split reins for you?
No. I'd take that off.
Yesterday at Oklahoma City, I said, where's your split reins, cowgirl? Not today.
Didn't feel like cowgirling that hard today?
No, I didn't want to cowgirl that hard.
Like the ranch at home.
Yeah.
Whitney, so how have things been going for you the last couple months? Like, did you need this win? Have you been on a heater and you were just rolling today? Where are you at?
Man, I wouldn't say that I've been on a heater by no means, but, like, I've been roping pretty good. And I actually, 2 weeks ago, hauled my heel horse to his first jackpot and, like, kind of got on a roll. Everywhere I went from the first one I took him to till here, I'd been winning on him, and so I guess I was on a little bit of a roll, but I did need this win. It gave me a lot of confidence in that horse for sure.
Heck yeah. Who are you riding?
I call him Rango. He's four. Yeah, I've owned him in May. It'll be a year. End of May, it'll be a year. And I just, like I said, just started the first jackpot at the Wiley Hicks in Amarillo 2 weeks ago.
Not so. Thinking of maturity in any?
No, I don't think he's any fancy. Whatever, but
yeah, you can win on him though.
Yeah, that's what I was telling her. I was like, I might not win another thing the rest of the time I ride him, but I've rode him at two jackpots and three rodeos, and I've won a check at every one of them since I've been on him.
Kenzie, talk me through each of your runs today, what your game plan is, how you handled everything.
So I had both my draw runs in the first rotation, so I was just like, I'm just going to go catch these ones, keep my horse free, because I know she's been going fast, and then just go catch, do my job, handle them for them so they can do their part. Just try to do the same thing every time.
How'd your other runs go?
No good. I popped it off for me and Danielle's first one, and then we placed in the round, I think, on our second one, but otherwise, no good.
Why does this partnership work? What kind of pace were you guys in today?
I think we just have the same mentality, just go out there and don't take a stupid shot, just knock them all down clean.
Yeah.
I feel like we're both pretty aggressive, and that's one thing I've been working on a bunch is staying aggressive the whole rope and knowing that these things, sometimes all you have to do is knock them down, and we don't want to just safety up, you know. Yeah. And she stays aggressive, her horse is fast and good, or if I stay aggressive, I run's fast without even trying, so...
Short round, high call team back. Words are hard, but you know what I meant. You were first coming back. Did you ever consider putting the safety on?
I did, and I even did. We had to be 11, I think, to win it. And so I just ran up there, took a couple swings over his back, and just did my part and then let her do hers.
Yeah, no, I was telling her I looked at the steer, and he was kind of thinner and, like, haired up a little bit. Like, I thought he was going to lope, and he didn't. And so when he didn't, I just was like, I got to stay aggressive right here. I was going to be a little conservative, not get too close. And when he split the gates, I just hustled around, took my first throw.
It looked like a fun run.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Where have you been? What have you been up to the last couple of months?
I have been in cosmetology school full time.
Really?
So I haven't been able to rope much lately. Just been stuck at home by myself, not roping much.
Horse is gone.
Yeah, my horse left me.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to run any on her before this?
I did not. That's the first time I've rode her in like 2 months.
She was cowgirling a little bit.
That's what I said too.
Man, what else, Whitney? Like, we're getting a little older. These younger kids coming up, like, you gonna try to keep this one around?
I'm pushing it. Dude, I don't know. I'm just trying to, get better at something every day. I feel like every time you look up, you're behind the eight ball of somebody. So everybody's chasing you or coming behind you, and everybody behind you is getting better. So just trying to work at it still. I don't feel like I'm done yet.
Maybe we got a few years.
Yeah.
Kenzie, all the iconic names in here. I mean, do you ever get intimidated, or are you just having fun? I mean, you're winning with them.
I just try to have fun, do my part, try not to get, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Not to be scared of everybody above me.
Yeah.
Just to do what I know I can and let the pieces fall.
Yeah.